G'day, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you once again. Where are we heading today?
Daniel, I'm going to tell you the story of someone who's much loved in Bundaberg.
Me?
Her name is Joyce Simpson. And for hundreds of girls, that name will bring back beautiful memories. Joyce made bridal gowns.
Oh.
She was the daughter of Dick Baldry and Maisie Potter. Now, Maisie, Joyce's mother, was a Quinaba girl, and I'm just going to take this opportunity to give you a quick spelling lesson before we go on. Spell Quinaba.
Q-A-B-A.
Good try.
I failed English.
Okay, we won't hold it against you. Now, a lot of people want to put an I in there, but there isn't one, because Quinaba is an acronym. It's the first two letters of each of the words Queensland National Bank, which was the bank that took over the original Monrepeau plantation in 1900 and gave it that name. So, Daniel, remember that because it could come up on a trivia night.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm good at trivia. That's the only other thing I'm good at.
That's good to know. Right, now back to Joyce. Joyce grew up on a cane farm called Fairview at Burnett Heads, and that farm is still in the Baldry family, run by a third generation son. Joyce went to Burnett Heads School, a two-teacher school, but there were only three in her class.
Right.
Now, both her mother and her grandmother were dressmakers, and Joyce started sewing when she was very little. When her parents sent her to boarding school at Moreton Bay Girls High School at 14, Joyce had to stop doing the thing that she loved the most, which was sewing.
So why did she stop? Did she run away?
She didn't run away, but she did convince her parents to let her come home.
Wow.
She started work for Mrs. Connors for the Singer Shop, which used to be in Bourbon Street, and Joyce made belts and buttons for 12 months when a job came up with another household name, Mrs. Seeby. Now, Mrs. Seeby sewed for all the ladies in Bundaberg, including the Who's Who. She was a tailoress. But there were no electric sewing machines in those days, and an enormous amount of hand sewing was done. Mrs. Seeby advertised for an assistant, and Joyce said that she got the job because she could use a thimble. Now, if you've ever tried to push a needle through thick fabric, you'll know the value of a thimble. Mm. And over the years, Joyce has collected them, and she has amassed 400.
Well, I've then got to ask the question, where did all this sewing happen? Was there a shop in town?
Mrs. Seeby and her staff worked from the sleep out of her home on the corner of Pitt and Lamb Street. Now, she insisted that her staff be very well dressed and groomed when they came to work. And anyone who had a wedding dress made by Joyce will know that she kept Mrs. Seeby's tradition and was always beautifully groomed whenever you went for a fitting. So for 10 years, Joyce worked for Mrs. Seeby, and then when Mrs. Seeby moved to Perth, Joyce started making the wedding dresses from her home. She cut swathes of fabric on the lounge room floor and hand-sewed beading late into the night. But Joyce was just as happy working alongside her husband Milton on their cane farm, stripping cane and driving the tractor. For close to half a century, Joyce made bridal gowns. And when I asked her how many she'd made, she could only guess, maybe hundreds.
So hundreds, what an amazing achievement.
It truly is, Daniel. I asked Joyce how she knew it was time to hang up the tape measure, and she said that one day Milton came home and said, "Do you think you've done enough?" And that was it. Now, Daniel, to finish today, I'd like to share some of Joyce's wisdom with you. And what Joyce says is that always remember that you have a guardian angel watching over you when you do the work you love.
I'm going to remember that because that is oh so true. Yeah, I mean, that is some wisdom for sure. Angela, really do appreciate your time this morning talking to us about a wonderful name throughout the Bundaberg region. And yes, once again, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you very much. That is Angela Lathouris, the 4BU historian, joining us on 1332 4BU.